AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Leaders from both parties are responding to a comment from President Trump about possible election interference. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
In an exclusive interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos, the president said if a foreign entity offered damaging information about an opponent,
I think I'd take it.
GOP ally Lindsey Graham says that's a mistake.
The answer is no. It's got to be no.
Top House Democrat Nancy Pelosi says the president seems indifferent to law and ethics.
He does not know right from wrong.
But GOP counterpart Kevin McCarthy defended the president, whom he says would not allow foreign election interference.
I believe the president would always do the right action.
Though the president said he would not be obligated to tell the FBI if a foreign power did offer dirt. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin dismissed two senior police officers involved in the arrest of an investigative journalist on drug charges that were later dropped for lack of evidence. Two oil tankers near the strategic Strait of Hormuz came under a suspected attack, setting one of them on fire in the latest mysterious assault targeting vessels in that region. Tehran denies it, but last month the U.S. alleged Iran used mines to attack four oil tankers off a nearby port. The suspected attacks happened about 25 miles off the coast of Iran. New York State may soon eliminate a religious exemption to vaccine mandates in that state in face of its worst measles outbreak in decades. The Mississippi River is dropping below flood stage along many of Iowa's riverfront cities after nearly 3 months of record high temperatures and also record high rains caused the melting of snow caused by the melting of snow and also torrential rain. There has been rain up and down the Mississippi River as well as parts of the Missouri River in Oklahoma and in Arkansas. This is AP Radio News. A man was killed by police in Memphis.
Law enforcement and an angry crowd faced off after U.S. Marshals shot and killed a black man while searching for a suspect with felony warrants. Kelly McAllister is with the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation.
He reportedly rammed his vehicle into the officers' vehicles multiple times before exiting with a weapon.
Word of the shooting spread on social media. More protesters showed up. Officers pulled on riot gear, and some in the crowd started throwing rocks and bricks. Officers used tear gas to break up the crowd. The dead man's been identified as 20-year-old Brandon Weber. I'm Rita Foley.
The Office of Special Counsel, a federal watchdog agency, is recommending White House Counsel Kellyanne Conway be fired. She is being called a repeat offender of the Hatch Act, disparaging Democratic presidential candidates while speaking in her official capacity during television interviews and on social media. The White House says the action is deeply flawed. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.